pause to change the tape?
Please understand, if you get some kind of a nasty notation back from any ones of these that are writing these very rude letters, doesn't, you must open it. Does that sound reasonable to anybody?
No.
If God gave you six, somebody didn't want you to know the punchline, right?
That's right.
And the punchline is how you change it.
So you
gotta
tell them.
No, I'm not going to tell them.
God's gonna tell each one of us.
So you're saying as we change our minds, the world will also change. The earth in itself will change.
Yeah. Yes, it just would have to evolve that way. You're going to have always the unbalance now of the new creation. But you see, either they will also grow, or they will just devour themselves, is the only way that I can put it. Mm-hmm. Evil will end up devouring itself. It cannot exist without the fuel that you feed it. Mm-hmm. It will not be overnight. Don't expect to be born again in the morning. It is possible, it is improbable. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you could look from where I look, the whole thing looks improbable. But I know what God can do. And I know what one or two can do. It does not have to be. It can be changed if you want to badly enough. I want you ones to know, if it is not changed, it is perfectly all right. Hear me. We have a job to do. You'll all come into your own realization of who you are, what you are. I don't want you playing around back there in regression, trying to figure it out and give yourself therapy. If it requires that you know who you were to justify what you're doing, that's one thing. Just to find out whether you were Cleopatra or not is really a waste of your time. It won't help you. You're going to get the ass either way. So let's keep it where it is. But there's no need for anyone in this room to be concerned about where you're going to be. In fact, it gets harder for me to convince you after night's work to go back.
I'm sure we have a choice.
Every day.
Even in the
every day.
And it's our commitment that brings us back, right?
And pretty soon you're just plain mad. It can be changed. If it is not, we evolve with it. And then we have it anyway. God cannot lose. Because everything attached to God has its etheric immortal being. And ones will be placed depending on their choice. If they choose to deny God, they're still going to get off here because of their immortal being. The ones who have no immortality will perish. The planet will flip, it will be drowned, and it will have to begin anew. If all goes under, and there is no place for the remnant, you will be lifted off instantly. Those committed to re-establish will be put back. Those are usually the natives, and they come from the inner earth. And the brotherhood will return, the ones committed for the reestablishment. Most will evolve on with the mother planet. There'll be a lot fewer. It will be paradise compared. And the human-like experience will continue devoid of the evil. That's what you're all working for.
Mm-hmm.
So your problem is not to worry about it. When, how, whether I'm going to have beans to eat or not. I want you prepared because of the example, because I don't want you distracted. When the time comes, I need you to work. You are high enough in frequency that if I had to take you off food right now, including you, Desiree, you could make it. You wouldn't like it, but you could make it. And I guarantee you, at that time, you would be so busy, you won't think about it. Don't borrow trouble. But you cannot sit and do nothing. We must continue. We need to make this transition. We have to plan as if it is all going to be changed. And that somehow we would have to work with the planet as she is. Because that, in essence, is what has to be. If it is not lost, it has to be rebirthed. It has to be reclaimed. It's sick. It has to be healed. The separation of the energy form of the planet has already been rebirthed. She will wait for a period of time for the sorting. But the old will be nurtured, just as Mars sits there and other planets that have been inhabited, well, somebody's been on them. You can see from the riverbeds that there was life there. And planets come to this point, and then it moves from one to another, to another, to another, to another, for experience. And then comes the resting cycle of the universe, where all of you take a deep sigh of relief, rest a while, and then usually start again. But all different this time. Higher energies, new energies, new experiences. But you get to play a different role. But the universe is in continual evolvement also. Life forms. Planet life. You're but parasites, you see. You cannot survive without this orb. And yes, everybody on this planet could be transported. But there will be no evil brought into the houses of God. That is the sorting.
So those of us who work with the people have to detach ourselves from the outcome of their choice.
And you have to also realize that you cannot judge their status, really.
No.
By what is happening in the consciousness of a being is not usually reflective,
mm-hmm.
totally, of the within being or the belief system. Or its oneness or connection with God. It can be experiencing a very negative consciousness. And so don't take those things as your responsibility for deciding where that one's going to go. That's between you and God, and don't worry about it. You can't do anything about it any more than you can the dead person who falls over in the street. It isn't your business.
And then detach from the outcome of the circumstance of this planetary transition.
Yes.
Because any way it works out, that's the way it's going to be.
Yes, because what happens is you all sit around distressed. And that's not good. You're cluttering your mind with something that, unless you can produce change out of it, pulls you down. And don't expect to not be pulled down. Understand you are in the human experience. And everything about you will pull you down. You can't experience the negativity without having periods of total distress. Do you realize you would be unhuman to not have human fluctuations? And you cannot be little gods of perfection and make many changes on your place. It has to come through the hands of man, attached to higher beings. because man must do it. He must do it for self. And when you have family, you have loved ones, and you simply love humanity, and on that one you sit back and think, well, do I? Well, you wouldn't be here, I can promise you, if you didn't love the concept of God's creation called humanity. Are you fed up with it? I hope so. Is it your responsibility? No. It is your privilege to assist if possible. Responsibility says, I assume responsibility of self, and I will help another to meet his responsibility. I cannot do it for him. And then all ones, as they began to meet their own responsibility, you just climb. That is the secret. The secrets are often surprising. It is not believing in God. It's not wallowing at the foot of a cross. It is not abstaining from sex. It is meeting mature responsibility for sex in honor of God. So that what you produce is oneness with God. You are the light, you are the fragment, you are the hand. But you, as a human being in consciousness, must come into balance with that. And that is called responsibility. And it's more than feeding the face and keeping the body alive. And it is far more than killing the body, which is what most are doing on the slow track to suicide. You thought you wanted the experience. You get here, you don't really want it.
Change your mind.
It's a rip-off.
That's a deal when you take the transfer.
You can't back up there. It's a one-way street.
Well, that's what you're trying to do, is get a transfer. And like anything else,
you gotta finish the job.
You have to work through, don't you? Mm-hmm. You have to go to explain to the general. First of all, it's the sergeant why you need a transfer. And he won't be nice. And finally make it all the way to the commanding general. And he snarls at you. And very often he will offer you a firing squad or the pokey before he will give you the transfer. It's harder for most of you because you know that you could pull that off. I honor you for not doing it. You would no more go back to that element without some measure of success here. It's not in you. Some will fall by the wayside, but the committed soul will not. Stop that. You may have brief relapses. And that's why I'm around. You know, there's some days that I say, please, don't tell me your troubles. Listen to me for a while. You think troubles.
Let's hear them.
Where do you want to start? My troubles began and end with man, woman, and child.
I kind of see the adversary now like a big errant, little errant, or child, you know, but even that, that's kind of an insult to children. Very immature.
Oh, yes.
It's a very immature energy that's very rebellious against.
Totally egocentric.
Yeah, self-centered, rebellious, and like a child, like a sick child. Yeah, spoiled little brat.
Oh, I hear one or two in the room say Stephen Horn. Based on brand. Getting close.
Wait till it's over.
God wins.
Corn's going to be surprised.
It's snowing. I believe that this is a very good opportunity for me to go, having just invited you to the desert to look at flowers.
Yeah,
right.
Gonna go.
You go out with your snow shovel and you brush.
You can tell
it's
just a picture. You can tell us your problems tonight.
I will tell you more. Pray that it snows enough to cover your mountaintops. And then in 15 days, I want you to look, and you will see where we call it the Venusian line. I'm not going into it more. Every so often, and in this area, when you can get moisture, especially snow, in 15 days, it will be incredible. Hold me to it. And you will think Germaine has danced on the mountaintops. The flowers will go at demarcation of waterline, moisture. They are seeded ever so often so that we can measure. And it will give you a show.
We have seen that. Do you seed them?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, because they just came from nowhere.
Right.
Beautiful poppies. Mm-hmm.
The poppies, mm-hmm. Poppies are a little different. Mm-hmm. Lots of purple flowers. Your lavender ones. And they will not come, they will come sort of all at once after most of these have diminished. I think I would go. I have kept you long.
Thank you.
I love you dearly. Please don't be foolish, friends. Let us walk in wisdom. And let's never let go of the hands. Because sometimes the path is going to be even more rocky than now. And yet, the rewards are so great. Sorry. Wendell, bless you for coming.
Thank you. My pleasure.
It's our pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.